I have a confession. This is Chris Johnson. I got a confession for you. Quick confession. I fucking love grocery shopping. Is that fucking normal? Does anybody else out there love grocery shopping? I fucking love it. I don't remember liking grocery shopping as a kid. I was always pissed off. If I had to go to the store with my mom, I was fucking furious. It was just fucking boring. It was dull. I don't eat any of this food. This is not fun food. And it was always like, can I have that fucking cereal? No, it is not on sale. God damn it. What the fuck am I doing here? What are you gonna buy? Fucking cornflakes and shit? I had no fucking control over any of that shit as a kid. No kid has a control over that shit. And I was frustrated. I knew at that fucking moment, when I could fucking start shopping, I'm gonna buy all my own awesome shit. I think the first time, like, I remember actually grocery shopping, like, for all my own shit. Even when I lived at home, like, during college and shit, I didn't do my own grocery shopping. I would go to the fucking store and buy myself, like, a fucking pound bag of Skittles and, like, my own fucking milk so I could pound fucking cereal. Buy my own food when I'm living at home is for fucking suckers. Because mom's gonna buy food and I'm gonna eat that fucking food. And then when I was kind of, like, living at my girlfriend's mom's house for a while, when I got, like, kicked out of the house, when I was, like, staying there and shit, during that time, I was like, why the fuck am I gonna buy food for this fucking house? So I don't wanna fucking buy food for that place. I think my first memories of actually like grocery shopping for myself were like when I was away at college. It wasn't like full on grocery shopping, but it was the awesome grocery shopping because it was like all the best shit. Cereal, snacks. That's it. I can fucking handle cereal and snacks. And then like when I got my own room and I could start like making shit, like cereal, snacks, and then like rice, and I had a full size fridge and freezer in my room, fucking ice cream. When you're sharing a fucking dorm room and you got the fucking small fridge in there, you can't fit ice cream. Maybe you can fit a couple ice cream bars, maybe like one ice cream sandwich. But like when you get the fucking full-size fridge and freezer, I'm fucking buying some fucking ice cream. My girlfriend lived across the hall when I was in college. We each had like our own single, but we each had the full-size fridge. So like we would go grocery shopping. I'd fucking go every goddamn week. And I feel like she went with me sometimes, but not all the time. So sometimes I'm like doing the grocery shopping like, you know, a fucking grown-ass man here. Doing the grocery shopping for the couple. When we got our first apartment, I feel like she did the grocery shopping for a little while, but I was unsatisfied with it. I wasn't happy with it. Why didn't you buy this? Where's this? Where's the fucking sauce? This is like coming into my own Chris Johnson. Now, this is a Chris Johnson that knows what he needs in the fucking house. He's making fucking salads and shit. He's all fucking domesticated. We've graduated from fucking college. We know what we fucking need now, goddammit. I was unhappy with her fucking shopping, and I was unhappy with the fucking frequency of it. So you know what I fucking did? You know what? You're doing more fucking jobs than I am. I think she was doing like two jobs. She was doing like three jobs at one point. So I slowly started taking on more of the house chores until I was fucking doing everything. I was pissed about most of it, but I was not pissed about the fucking shopping. I will fucking handle this. I'll make my own fucking shopping list. I know I did a podcast recently about lists, about how I fucking hate lists. One list I never fucking hated making was the fucking shopping list. I'll make that fucking shopping list now, goddammit, because I can't be forgetting the fucking eggs, because you don't want to make another trip to the store. Going shopping's fucking weird. Like, for me, like, where I live in the fucking suburbs, like, the store is not that far. You could just go back to the fucking store, but, like, if you forget something at the store, you're almost like, I can't go back now. I was just there. I can't go back. You like, make yourself not go back for a few days. I don't know what the fuck that is, but I'm sure you've done it, right? Everybody's done that. You forget something at the store. Nobody ever goes right back to the store. I still fucking like grocery shopping. I don't do it as much because fucking food prices are fucking expensive. They keep telling me fucking inflation's going down. Motherfucker, every time I go to the store, the fucking berries cost more. My fucking salad costs more. Every fucking time I walk in there, shit's more fucking expensive. Suck my balls with this inflation shit. My paycheck ain't getting fucking inflated. My fucking grocery bills are. I got like everything mapped out. I go to this store once every 3 weeks. I go to this place for fucking berries. I can go to this place for milk. But like this love of grocery shopping doesn't extend to like other shopping. Like if I go to a box store, if I go to a Target, Target's got cheap milk and I like their oat milk. Their oat milk is better than the fucking Wegmans oat milk. Fucking write that down. Take these tips. I'll give you all kinds of grocery tips. But like if I go to Target for a few things, once I get past the food, like I need some bathroom rugs and I needed some like light bulbs the other day too. Once I'm like out of the food section, once I'm out of the grocery section, then I'm pissed. I'm immediately pissed. I don't know where the fuck I'm going. I'm angry. I'm wandering around fucking aimlessly. I look at these rugs. I'm like, is this how big my fucking bathroom is? I don't fucking know. I'm not buying these now. I gotta fucking go home and mess with some fucking rugs. Fuck. It is funny how like as soon as like the grocery is out of the shopping, I'm not fucking happy anymore. I don't want to go clothes shopping. I don't want to fucking like browse the mall, even though like that's not even a fucking thing anymore. But remember when it was a thing back in the day, if you're not, you know, fucking 20, you remember going to the mall and shit. I fucking hated going to the goddamn mall. I fucking hated it. Like before fucking internet shopping and Amazon and all that shit, I was a miserable motherfucker. Like Christmas time was the fucking worst. I love Christmas time. I love the fucking holiday season. If I'm at the goddamn store, like just like looking for shit, fuck this. I gotta get the fuck out of here. I just can't handle it. I can handle it at home, but at the fucking website and the browser and shit, can't handle walking around. You know what I was just thinking too? I had this thought when I was buying my cat's Miralax a couple weeks ago. I was fucking embarrassed to buy the Miralax. I've never been fucking embarrassed to buy any fucking product. I don't know why. I don't want the cashier thinking I got like fucking, hard poops. I don't want him like judging my bowels. I don't need him thinking that I need to soften my stool. I don't recall when I was shopping when I was married. I don't recall ever buying like tampons or pads or anything. I feel like she often bought like her own shit. I don't know why. Maybe she didn't trust my ass, which would be fucking weird. Like, listen, this guy can handle all the fucking food, but if I'm gonna shove it up my fucking vagina, I gotta fucking pick it out. Just tell me the fucking brand. I'll get you what you fucking need. I can handle it. Write it the fuck down on the list and I'll fucking buy it. Anyway, I could keep fucking ranting about shopping. I gotta fucking wrap this up, but I love fucking shopping, grocery shopping, and that's that. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays as new podcast episodes come out. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, all the fucking usual suspects. Podbean's the host of the cast. Every fucking episode is there. Website or app. I'm gonna keep putting this podcast on my Facebook timeline so you can find this shit there. I'm on Twitter at Johnson Hates You, even though Elon Musk is a fucking idiot and that site blows. Also on Instagram, which I still fucking like because I can put pictures of myself up there in maybe 5 minutes.